This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Art Museum and Kirkland Museum of Fine and Decorative Art announced a merger today. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The Kirkland Museum will become the Kirkland Institute of Fine and Decorative Art at the Denver Art Museum. Its decorative arts and Vance Kirkland's collection will join DAM's programs. While merging visually diverse structures, the Kirkland Institute will preserve its vignette-style exhibits and three-room studio space. Officials expect the integration to take 12 to 18 months, but are aiming to complete their operational merger by September. Starting this summer, members of each museum will have access to the other. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Among the hundreds of bills that Colorado lawmakers passed this year is a big new benefit for low-income families. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
On its final day of work, the legislature approved a family affordability tax credit that could pay out anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to more than $3,000 per child each year, depending on a family's income. That money will come from the Tabor surplus, so it's reducing the amount that would otherwise be refunded to all taxpayers. The credit was part of a deal that also included credits for working low-income families and a cut to the income tax rate for everybody. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Auraria campus authorities detained and issued citations to 14 pro-Palestinian protesters earlier this week after students briefly occupied a campus building during finals and graduation week. The tickets were the first police action since 40 people were arrested at the anti-war encampment 2 weeks ago. All Things Considered continues here on CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.